Hi, Luther. My name is Paul. I'm the area manager. I know you've got a meeting in like 7 minutes. Did you have any questions for me, though, at this point?
Man, to be honest with you, we just changed location. And,
okay.
You know, we were working with Town Square doing some Google stuff and marketing. I didn't think it worked good for me. I didn't have anybody to help me that was down in New Orleans. But now we're in Wichita,
okay.
Kansas. And like I told
right.
the other dude, they still are charging me a monthly fee to oversee the website.
Just for the website. Okay.
Correct, but we are in Wichita, Kansas. It is a hailstorm situation we work in.
Right.
So if somebody had a solution to help us, I would be open. But I'll be honest with you, you know, I haven't had good luck with those types of businesses in the past. So.
Well, yeah, I'm familiar with Town Square. They're a Google reseller. So, I mean, they're able to sell and resell their services to competing businesses, and they kind of deal in as much volume as they can, kind of, you know, throw the spaghetti at the wall and hope it sticks, and if it doesn't, it's okay. You know, if they get a couple of months out of you and then you cancel, that's fine for them, because again, they are not bound by Google guidelines, which for us means that we can only work with one business at a time per area and industry. We focus on that particular business. Of course, we work all over the United States and Canada in every industry under the sun, but for every individual location and listing, we focus on getting that business the maximum return on investment. In fact, as a pricing director, it's my job to make this affordable for you, which often means that I lower our cost below what it cost us in the first month, meaning that we have to earn your business for several months. It has to be a successful service for you, getting you phone calls and quality jobs. And you have to keep the service long-term for us to turn any type of profit. We've kept our doors open since 2004 for over 20 years. I've been with the company myself since 2013, more than 12 years. So you would be in really good hands with us. In fact, especially being that you tried it before with Town Square, and if you stop paying for the website, and are they just paying, are they doing hosting? Are they doing maintenance updating? What are you spending with Town Square for that website?
I think it's $150 a month.
That's a lot. That's a lot for just a website. And they're not doing much else for it. And I know you guys are new to the area. So basically, unless someone knows the name of your company and they're looking for Hickman Roofing in particular or HickmanRoofing.com, you know, they're not likely to find the website. Now, we do build websites in-house for our clients that don't have a website. In fact, I'd be willing to include a website for you at no additional cost. It's along the lines of the website that you already have. I mean, it would be Google compliant. It would be mobile optimized, conversion driven. There's multiple pages, multiple tabs. I mean, if that saves you $150 right there, to have a website, not only to have a website, but to have the website be seen online, I'd be willing to reduce the cost of our platinum package, which is perfect for your 15 to 20 mile service area. It's for first page placement on Google and Bing and that local map, that pack result for keywords related to the roofing services that you provide. People, of course, don't need to know the name of your business, but if they're looking for storm damage repair or hail damage, if they type in roofing installation or roofing repair, whatever they might type in, you know, your business and the website that we would build for you would be one of the first things that people see. So if I cut the cost of that $599 package in half, you're looking at $299. That's with $100 of Facebook ads and the website included. So if that allows you to kind of cancel with Town Square, that, you know, takes $150 out of their pocket and puts it back in your pocket, right? You'd really only be coming out of pocket for the entire service, an extra $150. It'd be or $149. It'd be $299 is an exact amount. Like I said, it's Google, Bing, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, Facebook paid ads. We've been doing this for a long time. We're a Google Premier partner. We get our updates directly from Google. Even when Google makes changes to their algorithm, they tell us about those changes in advance. So you'd always have the right content to stay ahead of your competitors. There's a good reason that that package that I'm talking about, that's our platinum package, It is listed on our website at $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. That $898, if you add it up, that's what we spend on our end in that first month alone. So at $299 is an out-the-door cost. Again, I'm trying to make it affordable here for you. I'd even waive your setup fee. You know, you can see that we have to earn your business really realistically for 4 months at least just to cover our costs. There would be $100 of Facebook ads included. I don't think you were getting that with Townsquare, even when you had their full service. That's going to get your phone ringing quickly throughout your entire service area for people that have done a search on Google. If they don't make any phone calls, they're just looking around, well, those Facebook ads are going to target that same potential customer. They might even remember seeing you when they did that search on Google, and that's going to remind them that they need to call somebody and kind of reiterate that you're the guy that they should call. I mean, being that I can include a website along the lines of what you've got right now at no additional cost with $100 of Facebook ads and first page placement on Google and Bing at the flat rate of $299 a month, I'm sure that's something you would want for your business, right?
I think it is, yeah.
Well, I'm kind of staking my reputation here as the veteran. I've actually been here longer, well, a couple of years longer than everybody else, for 12 years, and I know you're going to be successful with this. As a senior pricing director, like I said, I'm kind of pulling out all the stops here, pulling all the strings I can just to make it affordable for you, because I know, I mean...
How long would it take to get up and rolling?
So it takes us about 7 to 10, well, they want us to say 14 days, but it takes us really about 7 to 10 business days to build out your website. Your Facebook ads are really just waiting for your website. So in those first couple of weeks, you've already got a website online. You've got Facebook ads attached to it. All the different destinations and directories that we'll create, we do create in that first week. You are going to get a very detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work's coming from. You'll see all the work that we're going to do, and whether it's known to the public like Yelp or Facebook or any of the other directories that are not as well known but still get indexed, still important when someone does a keyword search. Like your website, it's going to talk about your company, your services, your service area. Now, is the HickmanRoof.com, was that a domain that you already had, or is that something that Townsquare purchased for you?
No, that's a domain I understand.
You broke up a little bit. You had that domain already or no?
Correct. That's a domain I already had. Yes, supposedly they have no hope on that. Yeah.
So we can keep that same domain. You're not going to lose the domain. We can build a new website on that domain and, of course, get your phone ringing. Now, you're doing commercial work too or just residential?
Well, just residential.
Okay. That's fine. No, it's designed for residential clients, but we can, if you change your services, if, you know, obviously we're not going to be drawing a big circle around you. You know, you told Mark really 15 to 20 miles, but you know, let's say the storm's 25 miles away, 30 miles away, and the damage was done there. I know you're going to want to go out there. I mean, it's still within an area that you'd be realistically able to travel to. So we can target specific cities, zip codes, neighborhoods where you want to be found. We can go farther in this direction versus that direction. When the storm rolls through, but maybe it's just outside your coverage area, we can switch and run your ads there. So it is going to keep your phone ringing. And, of course, that's the main objective here, not just to put you where people can find you, but to make sure that you're getting those phone calls. So we'll focus on the residential customers, and you kind of do it all, whether it's, you know, a tear-off and replace or just regular repair work or, of course, storm damage. Are you, like, 24/7 emergency service then?
Well, we can be.
If you need to. I mean, your hours are listed Monday through Saturday, though, 8 a.m. to 6, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, closed on Sunday. I mean, unless it's an emergency, you'd be willing to make yourself available. I mean, if it makes dollars, it makes sense, right? So if a good job comes your way, if it's outside your typical coverage area but not too far away, you know, I'm sure you'd be willing to travel out there. Now, like I said, that detailed reporting and tracking system, we call it your client dashboard, because not only can you track the success of the account, you can print out invoices for tax purposes. A lot of businesses that are able to are increasing their advertising spend right now, even if it's just to get the tax write-off. But this is going to be a lot more than that. I mean, it's going to get your phone ringing, get you the return on investment that you've been looking for. Now, you are going to have reviews on multiple platforms and directories, and wherever they originate online, they will repopulate on your tracking system. So from one place, you can request reviews, respond to reviews. Is there anyone, like, in particular, like, kind of managing your online reviews at this point, or no?
Man, the answer would be no, which is
That's a bad situation. That's okay. You know, I know that, you know, as a business owner, you got a lot of things that you're juggling at the same time, a lot of irons in the fire, not enough hands to shake them. But, I mean, we can actually respond to your reviews for you in a professional manner, and there's no additional cost for that. So, like I said, our job is to make sure that you're the top option, that people see the reasons to pick up the phone to call you. Oh, I was going to say, if you want to, and you don't have to, but if you want to, you know, make changes to your website on your own, you'll have access to a website editor tool as part of your tracking and reporting, your client dashboard. So you can add new photos, you can, you know, put in a special military holiday, 10% off a specific service. Whether you're making changes to the website on your own or whether we are, you know, there's no additional cost for that. In fact, there's no additional cost for anything. There's simple, straightforward pricing. So it's $2.99 as an exact amount on a month-to-month basis, never a penny more. There's no hidden taxes or fees. You're not paying per click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits or anything like that.
Okay, so, yeah, for us to use that same domain, that does kind of mean that the other website's going to get ate up by your new work, because it's still going to be just one website, huh?
Well, I mean, like I said, we don't even have to build a website for you if you wanted to keep that website exactly and have Town Square do it. But then, of course, I think what you said was you're paying $150
for it. I don't want to be dealing with multiple people like that. No, that's a big negative. That's right. I mean, I was not happy with them at all. You know what I'm saying? And,
right.
And I think part of that really fell on my wife. And the people around me, you know, because sometimes you got to, you know, you got to work it. Yeah, I understand that. You can't
right.
You're not going to perform miracles. There's some weight on our shoulders to make the Google search, and we got to feed the people is what I'm trying to say. And if ain't nobody feeding the audience, then, you know, we ain't going to eat real good. You know, I guess, is that a good way to put it?
I gotcha. And, you know, I mean, we do everything for you, but I mean, obviously you do still have to answer the phone. Really, once we get everything set up and we do what's called a client interview, it's exactly like it sounds. One of our expert Google trained technicians will talk to you in detail about your company, your services, your service area. We can kind of pull content off of your existing website to make that new website for you. And then after that, really, I mean, it's just your responsibility to answer the phone when it rings, talk to the people, and then do the quality work that you've been doing this whole time. So,
because you're saying that you're going to market us. I didn't mean to interrupt you, believe me. But you're saying that y'all are going to be pros at marketing us and through Facebook ads and some type of magic that you work with Google, pushing us.
Correct.
There's
really not a lot that you need to do. I mean, obviously, when we talk to you, if we say, hey, I mean, you know, can you send us some more photos or anything like that? I mean, beyond that, though, like, we're not, like, a lot of times I hear people say, well, they told me I need to get more reviews or something like that. And that's just kind of, it's like smoke and mirrors, man. They're just trying to redirect your attention and put it back on you. And I don't like when I hear that, and I've heard it, you know, off and on throughout the years. When you hire someone to get you on that first page and get your phone ringing, it's in this case, it's our responsibility. You know, I mean, having reviews, to be honest with you, that doesn't help with your placement. I mean, it did 6-8 years ago. But now, I mean, it's nice to have, you know, good solid reviews because it helps you get more phone calls. But if you're not on that first page, people would never even know that you existed, much less that you had a Google business profile, a website, and stellar reviews. If you're not on that first page, people would never even know it. So we do get you on that first page. We can help you get reviews too. You know, I mean, you know, obviously we can send you like a sample thank you letter that you send to your satisfied clients, and it's as quick and as easy as responding to an email. Literally takes seconds if they just want to give you a star rating, a couple of minutes if they want to write a few kind words for you, and then it kind of repopulates where it benefits you the most, which is on your Google listing. If you ever get any negative reviews, we can flag those reviews and work directly with Google's back-end team to review those reviews, get them removed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we can really help you out, not just to get you on that first page with a quality website, but make sure that people see, you know, exactly what you want them to see, that you're a quality, reputable company, that you do beautiful work, that, you know, obviously you're the guy that they should call. And then from there, you know, you talk to them, and that's the hardest part about most of these services out there. You know, there's all kinds of like lead generation services like Thumbtack, Networks, CraftJack, Angie Lead, where you just get a phone number that gets sent to 6 or 8 of your competitors, and now it becomes your job to chase down that person. This is going to be direct phone calls from someone who would have most likely looked at the new website that we'll build for you, and then they decided to call you. They saw something that they liked. It's going to be a very high conversion rate. Now, it's Hickman Roofing, and that's the name of the business. That's how you want the company to be branded online, right?
Correct.
Okay. And the number that we're speaking on, this is a good number for us to reach you?
This would be my local cell phone, yep.
Okay, perfect. And I was going to say, it is a cell phone, so you can receive text messages on it, right?
Yes.
Now, most of the time, you simply get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. The website that we build will have a contact form, so residential customers can tell you exactly where they are, what they need to have done. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email. So you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you and whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying for those leads either. As far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we'll put it right there on your website. People would see it. If it's a personal email, that's perfectly fine. It would still be attached to that contact form. We just would not put it on your website. What is a good email address then, Luther, either for you or for your business?
All right, get ready, because it's kind of a messed up one. It's a new one. eatsleeproofrepeat@gmail.com.
You said eat, sleep, work, right?
Eat, sleep, roof, repeat. At
roof?
Gmail. Yeah, roof. R-O-O-F.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
There's just kind of a little bit of a, like a staticky echo. I'm not sure if you can hear it. So eatsleeproofrepeat.com.
eatsleeproofrepeat@gmail.com.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Perfect. And then, Luther, Mark never did
hold
this
on.
Last
now watch
name.
This. Okay, my last name is Hickman, H-I-C-K-M-A-N.
Like the business name. That makes sense.
Correct.
Okay.
And hey, on that email, I didn't tell you the whole thing. After eat, there's a dot. Okay, eat dot, sleep dot, roof dot, repeat at Gmail. Eat
okay.
dot, sleep dot, roof dot, repeat at Gmail. I don't know why they come up with that.
No dot after the repeat, though, right? Eat dot, sleep dot,
after
roof
last
dot,
word.
Repeat.
Repeat.
At Gmail.
Yep.
Okay, perfect.
Correct.
And your business is service-based, right? Meaning that you only go to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's not like a physical address.
Well, we have
address.
An office. We definitely got a physical address. Yeah, just
and
in this
do,
business that don't happen do. A lot.
Right, but people do come
they're welcome to every now and then.
Right, they're welcome to.
Yes.
Is that
the
1717 Southwest Street?
Southwest Boulevard.
Southwest Boulevard. Yeah, my bad. I do see it says Boulevard. And that's okay for people to know about. People would be able to go there if they needed to. But
well,
for
that's
the most
big, that's important that we want to show them with our physical address. Yeah. And is that you going to put us on the Google map?
Of course. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
so if someone is coming to you, they'll get turn-by-turn directions.
All right.
If you don't have any other questions for me, the next step is to schedule your client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. Like I said, our Google-trained technician will talk to you in great detail about your company. I did want to do one other thing here. It's to add a little bit of extra protection here for you, Mr. Hickman, another layer of security. In fact, it is a security question. So if anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with Hickman Roofing, even if it's you, Luther, and we recognize your voice, we may still every now and then ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. And if you start getting calls from someone who identifies themselves as Google, or even if they say they're local Splash, they should be able to give you both the answer and the question basically immediately. And if they can't do that, then you shouldn't speak with them. If anyone were to call you and tell you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, that for sure wouldn't be us. You shouldn't talk to them. It is exactly $299, like I said, and it bills for that exact amount. Your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City going to be DeRitter, DeRitter.
Okay, perfect. I have to type it in twice. And then, as far as that $299, it's an exact amount, like I said. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
I think it's going to be a MasterCard. But look, will you give me a few hours to talk to my wife and my partner? Now, I'm not trying to bullshit you. I'm really sold. I mean, I want to do what you're saying. I like the number. I like what you're saying you're going to do. You basically guaranteed that it's not a joke, that, hey, we are going to do results. And I am the decision maker, but I do want to reach out to my wife because she's kind of over the town square thing. And,
I bet. Yeah.
I just want to run it by her, you know what I mean, and just tell her what I'm about to do, that's all.
Well, that's fair. I mean, you know, I'm married myself. I wouldn't want her to be upset with you. Is there any way you can call her right now? I mean, I know you asked for a couple of hours.
No, I'm going to need a few hours, man.
Okay.
Yeah, she's that type of wife,
No, I get you. That's totally fine. I understand. And I know that she may have questions. I know that we covered a lot. I wouldn't expect
her questions don't mean nothing. I'm not happy with those other people.
Okay.
You know, I'm not married to them. She's not going to talk me out of it. This is the route I want to go. We've actually kind of separated on the business side of it. So
I see. Okay.
But I do just want to run it by her. Yeah,
That makes sense. I'm still going to send you an email. You can take a look at that. It's going to have an example of a website for you as well. I mean, obviously, it's going to be a demo, so you can kind of click on how it's going to render on a laptop, on a tablet, or especially on a smartphone. Of course, it's going to be mobile optimized. And this is, I mean, it's just a website demo. It's not an actual website, but it'll give you an idea of what your website could look like. Obviously, we're going to make sure that, you know, we're specific with your company, your services, your mission statement, your photos even, and things like that. It's a 555 area code and all fives after that. So obviously it's not a real website, but at least it'll give you an idea. Like I said, it's Google compliant. It's mobile optimized, conversion driven. It's exactly what Google wants to see in a website, and it's what customers respond to. Our clients do quite well with the websites that we have. So I'll get that email out to you. You said give you like 2-3 hours?
Man, why don't we, I tell you what, I got a big day. I'm fixing to start studying for this test. I got a big test in the morning at 8, from 8 to 11. Then I got to, can we hook together tomorrow afternoon?
If you're serious about doing this, I can call you. I'll need about 10 minutes of your time, but we will schedule the follow-up call with your client interview for tomorrow. That call takes about 30, 40
all
minutes,
right.
But I'll give you a call later on today. I need about 10 minutes of your time to get everything set up, squared away. That way we secure the listing for your business, and then, of course, we close out the category. So I'm going to get that email out to you, and I'll give you a call in about 2 hours, okay?
All right. Hey, what's the name of this company?
It's Local Splash. We've got almost 1,100 reviews on Google. We've been around since 2004. We're a Google Premier partner. That is easy to see at the bottom of the email, also on the pricing page, but at the bottom of my email, you can see where it says click on our badge of authenticity. There's a badge that says Google Premier Partner. You can click right on it. It's going to take you directly to google.com/partner. Right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner, and that does ensure your success. The partnership program started almost 10 years ago to help small and medium-sized businesses get a higher return on investment. And no one can get you better, faster placement than a Google partner.
All right. Hey, what's your name and good contact number?
Yeah, my name is Paul. My contact information will be on that email, and I'm also going to text it out to you right now, okay?
All right. Appreciate that, Paul.
All right. I
need help. I need help right now. We're in a new spot. I need a website that's going to jump out here instantly, and we're in a great area where there's a lot of insurance money. So between now and then going into next year, this is where we're going to be working, so... And I like the idea that, you know, we do move around a little bit. And if you can move with us, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely.
And really that number's in my budget. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
The money, you know, that $299 is in my budget. I like that.
You'll see on the pricing page.
I like it.
You'll see on the pricing page, this is for the Platinum Package. It says that right on the email, the Platinum Package. Now, it's not for the Essential Package, so don't be fooled by the pricing on the $299. That's linked to the Essential Package. You're getting the $599 package for $299. So you're getting the Platinum Package at a reduced rate. So I know that's going to be exactly what you're looking for. Absolutely. Like I said, as a pricing director, I know that if we make this affordable for you, you'll give us the opportunity to get your phone ringing. And once we do that, we're going to earn your business. You know, that's what it's all about.
That's right.
All right. I'll get that email right out to you, follow up within a couple hours. And like I said, realistically, I need about 10 minutes of your time at that point. We'll take a look at the client interview calendar for tomorrow, and we'll schedule that as well. Okay?
All right, Paul. Thank you, buddy.
I appreciate you, Luther.
All right.
You take care. We'll talk to you in a bit here.
All right. I'll see you.
Thank you. Sounds good. Take care.